Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover. And guess where he's taking us today? A place linked in a legendary manner to the figure of St. Paul, but also St. Peter. Don't miss this scholarly, light-hearted entertainment with Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Okay, Father Foster, I'd like to speak about gloom and doom at the foot of the Capitoline Hill today.
What is that?
How do you say gloom and doom?
What is gloom and doom? Mestizia et tragedia.
I want to speak about dungeons.
Oh, Lord. Oh, the Mamertine prison.
Are you? You're good at guessing.
Well, that's easy.
You have to go down the moaning steps.
Yeah, coming down from the Capitoline Hill.
What are they called in Latin?
Gemoniae. Scale Gemoniae.
Why are they called the moaning steps?
Because people were taken down there in tears and so forth, suffering to be thrown into prison. Like you have in Venice, too, don't you? Have a moaning, a bridge of...
Bridge of Sighs.
Oh, that's about much the same thing.
How do you say Bridge of Sighs?
Single torum our sighs. No. Suspiriorum, the bridge of pons suspiriorum.
Mamertinus is a medieval name. No, that's not Latin, is it?
We don't even know where it comes from, you know.
Is it true that the Roman law didn't recognize imprisonment as punishment?
Well, just about.
In the sense that it was a sort of death row.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Exactly.
How'd you say death row in
death
Latin?
Row is morituorum ordo, a line of people about to die. Oh, everything sounds better in Latin. You could start it in papal encyclical with morituorum ordo, death row. Sounds so glorious. Latin always sounds glorious.
Why do you think a papal encyclical would sound so glorious about death row?
Well, no, you wouldn't know what the encyclical's about, but the title sounds so magnificent. Morituorum ordo.
How would you say electric chair?
Yeah, I know. Say it as electrica, we would have to say.
Yeah, but they didn't have electricity.
I understand, but no, they had the... Because electris in Greek is ember, and they thought that spark came from the jewel ember. And so electricus is coming from amber. You know the yellow jewel?
Amber.
Amber. Mm. That's where the whole thing comes from. And they thought that spark or that force came from that jewel, that yellow jewel, amber.
But it didn't.
Well, it did, but but that's what they thought. That's where you get electricus from. No one knows anything.
Mm. How'd you say dead man walking? That's easy.
Well, that's easy. Mortuus ambulans.
A lethal injection?
Oh, Lord, deliver us in, letalis. You're going to have to, letalis is Greek, too. Letalis injectio.
Among the many inmates, you know, that I was going to ask you this question, according to legend, were saints Peter and Paul.
Yeah, the legend. I warn people, be careful. And there's an armed window, and Peter and Paul are spooking out of the window.
How'd you say Peter and Paul spooking out of the window?
Speculantes, Petrus Paulusque, de fenestra speculantes.
We went there once together, you know, down to the Mamertine prison.
Really? Oh, my Lord, that's about 15 years ago.
What struck me was it was so tiny.
Well, they didn't spend much time down there. You know, you were there kind of in chick, 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 chick. In a couple of days, chick, chick, chick. And there was a door there which was attached to the sewer.
How'd you say chick, chick, chick in Latin?
Chick, chick, chick. I don't know what. Anyway, and so people would kind of finish their earthly days and be thrown right into the sewer out to the Tiber. So it wasn't a place for detention. I mean, detention, but not long. Like 30 years? No. 2-3 days, bing, 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 that was the end of it.
There are various Romans who wrote about the Mamertine prisons, like Livy, who said that a prison was built in the midst of the city above the Forum.
Exactly, I remember the text.
But it's
Media urbe supra forum Romanum, which means the level. You see, now it's below the ground. But in those days, it was higher than the level of the Forum below it.
And then Sallustius, he said, it's a place where neglect, darkness, and stench make it hideous and fearsome to behold.
Situs et tenebrae et fetor, I think he uses fetor.
We say fetid today, don't we?
Yeah, certainly.
Make it hideous and fearsome to behold.
Visu horridum et terrificum.
What likelihood is there that Paul may really have been an inmate there?
All we have here is the Acts of the Apostles. And really it doesn't correspond to that prison because the Acts of the Apostles said he was like in some sort of a house confinement. You know, he was a prisoner at home with maybe a Roman soldier out of the front door. He wasn't in prison, really.
But in the Philippians, Paul writes, it has become known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
Yeah, and what he means by imprisonment is a house arrest. Is that imprisonment or not?
How do you say house arrest?
House arrest, carcer domesticus.
So they weren't inmates. How do you say inmate?
Oh, inmates, incule, or we're going to say incule, okay. Well, I don't know. They weren't for sure. I mean, who knows? You know, there's a big question whether Peter was ever in Rome anyway.
But they say he was crucified upside down near a circus on the Vatican Hill.
Yeah, that's all nice talk.
That's not true.
I don't say it's not true. I just don't know.
Well, there's a grave, the grave of St. Peter.
Another story, but crucified upside down and Michelangelo's painting and everything else. You have to be kind of careful about this stuff. There's so many stories that came up, you know, over 1,500 years.
But his grave is beneath St. Peter's.
That's all right.
Whereas St. Paul was beheaded at the Aquas Salviae.
Out there. So they say.
But this is a Pauline year, no? How do you say the Pauline year? Kicks off.
Incipit Paulinus Annus.
At the will of Pope Benedict XVI.
Benedicti Decimi Sexti Voluntate.
What other places that are linked to St. Paul do you know in Rome? St. Paul's outside the walls?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, the Via Ostiense, going out to Ostia, but I don't really know.
Which is close to the place where he's said to have died and the three fountains sprung up.
Yeah, well, that's Tre Fontane out there, which is not far away. It's behind, you know.
And Santa Prisca on the Aventine?
I don't know all these stories. I can't know all these stories.
He wanted to evangelize to the ends of the earth.
Exactly. That kind of enthusiasm of preaching the gospel, I think, is very inspiring.
How do you say, de finibus terre?
In finis terre, unto the ends of the earth.
What is de finibus terre?
From the ends of the earth. You know, like praise of the Lord from all the ends of the earth. From. De finibus is from the ends of the earth.
And heartfelt thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's very own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.